Okay, let's go. It's Friday, March 7th, 2025. Happy Friday. Friends, it's First Thing with Kevin Mano. I'm not going to be here next week. It's spring break for the children, so off we go. But I'll be here the following week, okay? For now, though, there's lots going on, so let's dig in. A quick recap of all the top headlines. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Again today, that's an update on the tariffs, the trade war. That story seems to be dominating most news sites. The big update today is that President Trump has paused tariffs on more Mexican and Canadian goods. It's more than just cars now. After a phone call with Mexico's president yesterday, he said he would suspend most of them until April 2nd, most tariffs. He then went on to sign an executive order that included relief for Canada as well. Hey, on to sports. One of the big stories in the NFL right now, after 9 years, the Chargers released Joey Bosa. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. They are parting ways. He's immediately free to sign anywhere else. Stephen A. Smith and ESPN have reportedly agreed to a five-year, $100 million deal. He's been with the network for over two decades, and it looks like he's staying for a while. That's a lot of money. Lastly, it's kind of a crazy one in the sports world, but a former Olympian is now on the FBI's most wanted list. He's a Canadian snowboarder. Ryan Wedding is his name. He's 43 years old. He's accused of running a murderous drug trafficking network. Yikes. There's a combined reward of more than $10 million out for him. On to some entertainment headlines. Dolly Parton just shared a nice emotional message online. Her husband, Carl Dean, passed away earlier this week, and she wanted to thank her supporters, her fans, for the love. She said, quote, "Thank you all for the messages, cards, and flowers that you've sent to pay your respects for the loss of my beloved husband, Carl. I can't reach out personally to each of you, but just know it has meant the world to me. He is in God's arms now, and I am okay with that. I will always love you." Again, the two of them got married in 1966. They are very lucky to have found each other and had the life they had. In other news, Millie Bobby Brown just revealed her real middle name after all these years. It's not Bobby. She said it's Bonnie. It's very close. She said there was no real reason for the change. She just liked it more. In relationship news, a few things. Chelsea Handler addressed those rumors that she's dating Ralph Fiennes. Sounds like they are not dating. Regarding the photos of the two of them looking close Oscar night, she said they were, quote, "going from one party to another party with a group of friends, and that's what happened. I don't think Ralph Fiennes is marriage material, and I don't think I'm marriage material." So I guess they're not getting married. In other relationship news, Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars is getting married. He's engaged. He proposed to his girlfriend, Angie, and she said, "I don't know, best I can do is 50 bucks. I'm kidding. She said yes. That was a Pawn Stars joke. Also, it does sound like that show, Pawn Stars, is done at the History Channel after 21 seasons. One more here, relationship story. TMZ is reporting that Post Malone and his fiance split up at the end of 2024. They apparently called off the engagement, and they say he's already got a new lady in his life. In other news, 50 Cent is in the news for a reason that might make you a little angry. He just spent $225,000 on a bottle of wine. This was at a wine auction in Houston. Almost a quarter of $1 million on a single bottle of wine. Moving on to movie and TV news. It is Friday. Happy weekend, friends. That means there's new stuff out there. The big one this morning, I'm excited about this movie, Mickey 17. It looks good. Bong Joon-ho, the guy that made Parasite, did this movie. It's a sci-fi dark comedy. Robert Pattinson is in it. It's the big release this weekend. I'm excited to watch it. There's also a biographical drama about a female wrestler called Queen of the Ring that's out today. Netflix has a new SpongeBob movie. This one's about Plankton specifically. Plankton the movie is out today. And Max has the streaming premiere of Heretic. People really seem to like that. It's a horror movie starring Hugh Grant. You can watch that on Max. In other new movie news, we got a release date for Rebel Wilson's upcoming movie Bride Hard. Anna Camp, Anna Schlumsky, and Stephen Dorff are all in it as well. It's going to be out this summer, June 20th. Also, they just announced that Monty Python and the Holy Grail is going to return to theaters for a few days in May to celebrate its 50th anniversary. In other news, there are lots of rumors out there about Greta Gerwig wanting to cast Charlie XCX in her upcoming Narnia movie. She's making this movie for Netflix. And yeah, the word at the moment is that Charlie is being considered for a major role. She has been doing more acting lately, but mostly like indie films, so this would be a big one. In TV news, after two seasons, Netflix has canceled their show, The Recruit. It's a popular show. Fans are bummed. The show's creator is hoping for closure. He said, maybe a movie? One of the biggest shows out there at the moment is The White Lotus. Season 3 is currently airing on HBO, and one of the stars of it, Walton Goggins, made news when he told Jimmy Kimmel that he got bit by a snake while they were filming, and he had to go to the hospital. He's okay. He lived to tell the tale to Jimmy Kimmel. But he said he's terrified of snakes, and it was not fun. A new episode is coming on Sunday. Also on TV this weekend, Netflix has the 8th season finale of Love is Blind. That's out today. They've also got the 7th season premiere of Formula One Drive to Survive. Tomorrow night, Lady Gaga is hosting and performing on SNL. And Sunday, ABC has the 23rd season premiere of American Idol.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. The company here is Peak. The product that I really love is called Nandaka. It is an adaptogenic coffee alternative. I've been trying to find sort of a way to wean myself off of coffee, and I love this stuff. It's good for energy. It's like a slow, sustained energy, metabolism, and your mood. You're going to feel good when you drink Nandaka. I do, at least. I've been trying to live a little cleaner lately. I had some, you know, health stuff recently, and I found this product, and I absolutely love it. If you are ready to try it, or if you just want to know more about them, head to peaklife.com/firstthing. Peak is P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/firstthing. If you decide to give them a try, I'll get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit when you make that first purchase. That comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker. Peak has a ton of products out there. And again, the one that I am currently obsessed with is Nandaka. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. You know what day it is. Friday. That means New Music Friday. Let's take a look at some of the new stuff out there this weekend. The big one, long-awaited, Lady Gaga. Mayhem, her 7th studio album, is finally here. It's out now. Sounds like there's a tour on the way as well. I'm sure we'll get that news soon. Jason Isbell put out his first solo acoustic album today. It's called Foxes in the Snow. In hip-hop, Tory Lanez put out an album from prison. He's in there serving a 10-year sentence after shooting Megan Thee Stallion. Peterson is the name of it. That's out today. Doechii released a new song. It's called Anxiety. It's actually it's an old song of hers that she shared online years ago. It samples Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know. It's a really cool track. That's out now. Finn Wolfhard of Stranger Things, he has a new song out too. He just announced his debut solo album. That's coming in June, and he put out a new song called Choose the Ladder. The Wiggles country album is finally here. Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, tons of collaborations on there. And Jethro Tull, they've been around forever. They've got a new album out today as well. In other new music news, I mentioned the Wiggles going country. It seems Calvin Harris, the DJ, has as well. He's got a new song on the way called Smoke the Pain Away, and he sings this song. It's different for him. That's coming soon. This is cool. Chris Martin of Coldplay is working with FIFA to produce the first ever World Cup halftime show. It's going to be big. It's going to be in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium in July of next year. It's not totally clear if Chris or Coldplay will perform, but he's going to be involved with every element. Lastly here, Keith Richards, who has lived in Connecticut for 40 years, was just honored with the Connecticut Governor's Award of Excellence. It's a new award that recognized Connecticut residents for their creativity, passion, and generosity. And old Keith got the very first one. Some additional headlines before we part ways for a bit here. First off, before we go any further, I want to mention that tomorrow, Saturday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. It's a global day celebrating the impact and importance of women around the world. And one brand getting involved with the day is Barbie. Makes sense. They just introduced 8 new one-of-a-kind dolls for the day, honoring female friendship. Gymnasts Jordan Chiles and Jade Carey are a part of it, as well as Hannah Waddingham and Juno Temple from Ted Lasso. These were given to the women. They are not for sale. Also, today is Employee Appreciation Day, so you can take that little nugget to work with you. Also, one more thing happening this weekend. This affects a lot of people, but not everyone, depending on where you are in the world. Sunday is daylight saving time. Spring forward Sunday morning. Now, back to some headlines. Back to politics for a second. It came out yesterday that the Trump administration is planning to revoke temporary legal status for around 240,000 Ukrainians. These are people that fled to the U.S. when their country was invaded by Russia. This could take effect as soon as April, and it would most likely mean deportation back to war-torn Ukraine. Again, this highlights a major reversal from President Biden's policies. SpaceX launched a rocket yesterday, a test flight. Minutes later, they lost contact, and then it exploded. This happened to them a couple months ago as well. In food news, McDonald's is using AI in a way that I think people actually might like. They're using it to predict when their ice cream machines are going to break down. It's not only a point of stress for customers, but employees as well. They want to get ahead of it. This actually applies to more than just the ice cream machines. It's for all kitchen equipment. Honestly, a helpful use of AI. Lastly, I always end the show with something positive. Today, it's about teachers. Love the teachers. It's not an easy job. It's also about the wildfires in LA. There's a band in New Jersey made up entirely of teachers. It just threw a big concert, and they called it Teachers Rock for Teachers. They used the evening to raise funds for teachers affected by those fires 3,000 miles away. They did this in New Jersey to help people in California. They said they wanted to help because so many people helped them in 2012 after Hurricane Sandy. I will never get enough of stories like this. Just people helping people is absolutely the best. The Uncommon Core, that's the name of the band, by the way. Great name for a band of teachers because Common Core is a thing, you know. They're great. Love this so much. You're great. Everybody's great. The show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here. Really do appreciate you. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. And again, programming note, I am not here next week. Spring break. Woo. So we'll talk soon, okay? The week after next week. You know what I'm saying. Bye.
Please tell your friends about this show.